Hello and welcome to the podcast that discusses all things gaming. Coming to you from the home of Indie PopCon, Gen Con, and the gaming capital of the world, this is The Established Facts. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 121 of The Established Facts. This is our Indie PopCon prep episode. We're going to go around the table, get our introductions, and then we're going to do a little bit of a DrewCon wrap-up, and then we'll get into our PopCon episode. So, starting to my right...
This is Josh.
I'm Avital.
And this is Josh Prime.
And, of course, this is your host, Big Don. So, we are, as you can tell, extremely excited about... not just Indie PopCon, but the con season in general for this year. But we are extremely excited about Indie PopCon coming up at the end of this week. It's going to be... it's already crazy, but it's going to be extremely awesome. But I really want to get into a DrewCon wrap-up because Josh and Avital got to go to the first annual DrewCon. Maybe the only one. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But Avital, Josh, kind of give us a little bit of a wrap up, a review on DrewCon. Let everybody know what DrewCon is, and just kind of tell us what you guys had fun doing.
Well, first I was kind of had this realization that we're like the sports center for conventions sometimes, for providing the play by back and summary.
So, Josh,
but DrewCon took place in Brentwood, Missouri, the weekend of June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. We met up with some of our friends and the Fear the Boot community, probably 40 or 50 some odd back and forth between the weekends we meet up. And we just played some role-playing games, played some board games. And cool thing about the convention being inside the Drury Hotel itself was that we, it was, you could stay up as late as you wanted. You can get in there whenever you wanted. And they offered breakfast. The Drury offers breakfast, and they also do this after hours, like...
It's the 5:30 kickback.
That's what it's called.
That's what it's called. And it's like, oh, there'll be, like, some snacks, and you get three free drinks, as in, like, alcoholic drinks.
Uh-huh.
But, like, the free food, it's not just snacks. There's, like, macaroni and cheese and baked potatoes and chicken tenders and hot dogs. Like,
that's so legit. You don't get lit while you're standing in the front room.
But we just ate
this mac and cheese is awesome.
We just ate our whole dinner there twice.
Yeah. Twice, Thursday and Saturday. So I think it worked out pretty well. I know that Adam Godfrey, Derek Knudsen, which of course is part of our podcast, and Bob Ahrens, a Martian Bob as some know him, really worked really
hard. I
didn't
know he had a real name.
He does. that's even how you find him, as Bob Ahrens.
Really?
But I thought that was his birth certificate.
Martian Bob.
Martian Bob. The first real Martian to be born. Anyways, they did a really good job organizing the convention. I know I was in on a conversation between Dan and some of the other podcast hosts. Wayne in particular was really, really happy with the turnout, even though Fear the Boot had taken the year off from doing Fear the Con. So, it worked out. I thought it was well attended. I know personally, I really enjoyed playing a role playing game in the World of Darkness with Adam. It was only supposed to be during slot 2 on Friday, but we had gone so long and we're just really getting into it that he actually offered to play slot 5 the next day as well. Yeah, so
all
we
of
did
us were
that.
Free, so.
Yeah. But I think the most memorable had to be slot 6 when we were playing the D&D. So we were playing characters from the D&D cartoon series. I played Presto. And having never seen the show, I didn't know what I was getting into. And according to Devin Parker, who was there playing the game with us, I played Presto perfectly. So, do you see what I mean about the P's, how hard that is to do?
Yeah,
uh-huh. But Presto, if those who haven't seen the show, his whole shtick is he has a magic hat that he casts spells out of. And the way this D&D 3.5 character had it laid out was you could swap out a spell from your spell book by casting out of the hat, and you roll a D100 on a 1 to like 34, a Rod of Wonder effect would go off. On a 34 to 65, a Rod of Wonder effect would go off and the spell would work. And then anything above a 65, the spell would work, no Rod of Wonder. So
it was like using the Wabbajack in Skyrim.
Sure, yeah. It was.
You're not really sure what you're casting.
No,
yeah.
No.
You just hope you hit it.
So the very last thing that happened, even though we'd already killed the main bad guy, I convinced the DM to let me go ahead and go anyways. I went to cast Lightning Bolt out of my hat. Lightning Bolt failed, but Flesh to Stone did not, and I turned the guy into a statue, though he was dead. So,
nice. Yep.
That was probably the most, I'd say probably my most memorable point. What about you, Avital?
The D&D cartoon game was definitely pretty amusing. I mean, I never watched it.
Who did you play?
I played Hank the Ranger.
Okay.
I think Deb was playing Sheila, the thief.
Yeah, the acrobat.
And our GM was like, Sheila has a huge crush on Hank. And Deb kind of looks at me like,
what's up?
She was just like, how am I supposed to roleplay that?
Yeah.
Shouldn't say that. But that was pretty funny. But I also really did like the World of Darkness game. Because like, once Adam saw that we had signed up, like he contacted us and kind of asked us like what we wanted to play. And like the funniest thing about that game was the character that he created for me. He gave my sister's name, and he doesn't know my sister and has never met her and didn't know her name.
That's
so my
cool.
character's name was Talia.
Nice.
Spelled the same way in everything.
Nice.
And the funny thing, it was Talia Ganzi Caulfield the Third. But I was like, how
that's
did
pretty,
you,
that's
how
really
is
close.
That an accident?
Yeah,
like,
right?
What?
So, I mean, in terms of the future for DrewCon, there will definitely be a convention next year. What that will be named, stay tuned.
Maybe DrewCon, maybe.
Maybe Fear the Con.
Fear the Con.
I don't know.
Maybe Fear the Drew. I don't know.
Fear the Drew.
What's so scary about Drew?
Right. He's a really big guy.
So stay tuned, because there are a lot of podcasts affiliated with it, and we'll be sure to break
it's
the news.
It's pretty much
know.
Become a podcast con.
That's
is
right.
What it has become. Or a podcaster con, anyway.
Maybe they'll just call it PodCon.
PodCon?
We'll just take it over and call it FactorCon.
Right.
I think Adam might have an issue with that.
Yeah, the invasion of the pod people.
That's right.
I like it for some weird, strange reason.
That's right. Well, good. I'm glad that you guys got a chance to have a good time at DrewCon. Obviously, we are sad that we missed it, but we are definitely looking forward to what's coming next year. During the time in which I was planning on being there, I was dealing with having a newborn. So that was, you know, a challenge.
Not surprising that you weren't there.
Right, exactly. So,
I was just broke.
Josh, I was talking to Josh the other day in the car, and I was joking with him about how he and his wife Deb and their baby Maggie, they go to Orlando, Florida a couple times a year down to Disney World, and they have a really good time, and they take tons of pictures, and they post them on Facebook all the time, and then they have like a big like picture dump. They dump every picture that they took in one big thing. And we got four from DrewCon. I was
so
like,
focused.
I was like, what? No. But I'm glad you guys had a good time. I'm really surprised that you guys had such a good time with World of Darkness. Gosh darn it. World of Darkness, just because it's definitely kind of a grittier, darker style of RP. But
Adam's a very good storyteller. Mm-hmm. He's really good at being very descriptive about what's going on.
Sure.
And from a system perspective, it's a pretty easy mechanic.
It's just a D10 system.
I was going to say, I would imagine you were doing the tabletop version versus the LARPing version.
Correct.
It was the tabletop version. However, now that I have in the past recent months been playing the LARP version, World of Darkness, what I'm doing is Werewolf. This wasn't Werewolf, but it was actually like one of the more familiar looking character sheets I've ever been handed.
Really?
Yeah. Like my Pathfinder character sheets, I'm just like, I look at them and I'm like, Excuse me, Game Master, please tell me what I am doing and how I am doing what I am doing.
Right.
But it was actually a little bit easier for me to grasp this since I've already been more familiar with my character sheet from the LARP.
Sure.
So it was kind of nice.
I was really pleased to hear about your Dungeons & Dragons game, though, to be completely honest, because Bonnie and I have been talking about, because we have watched the Dungeons & Dragons series multiple times, because it's like a Firefly thing. It's only like 12 episodes or something. It's really a short show, and we bought the DVDs at like Half Price Books or something like that, and the boys watch it and stuff like that, and so that, you know. When I heard that you guys had been playing that, I was like, man, I've been wanting to run a game like that for so long, because I know that it's a generational thing. That,
sure.
You know, that show came out, I think it was in the late 80s.
I think so.
Definitely. And
so,
Hank has a mullet.
Yeah. And so,
not like a horrible mullet.
It's really funny.
I mean, it fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just really funny that, like, we were talking about this probably a couple months ago, like how fun it would be to run a game and not really tell people, just have them have characteristics like that and say, okay, we're going to play, you know what I mean, and see how well they execute those characters based on, like, the character type that we had seen in the show and stuff. So,
well, special shout out to David Miller, who was our game master at the time, who was just too sweet. He'll get the joke. He really did a good job, and he has the character sheets available.
So I'm gonna hit him up on Facebook or something.
Yeah, definitely, David. If you're listening, post them on our Facebook page. Some people be interested in seeing those, and then maybe we can look at
seeing
if there's a D&D 5 ed or a Pathfinder version of them for people to play
convert
around with
them
as well.
Or something like that,
because
yeah.
we are system agnostic. Go Pathfinder.
That's right.
We could turn them into
for life.
That's right. For life.
So.
Yep.
I'm glad you guys had a good time at DrewCon. Indie PopCon is literally around the corner. We are, you know, burning the candle at both ends, as it were. I've still got to make a couple runs to a couple different places. For those of you, I'm going to make a quick plug for our booth real quick at the beginning, and we can do it again later. For those of you who are going to Indie PopCon, the established facts, not only do we have an exhibitor's booth at booth 356, and I believe we're like, aren't we right across from some of the...
We're right by some of the autograph areas.
Some of the autograph areas. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, again, like we were last year.
That's the coolest way to meet people.
It really... Well, yeah, and you get a lot of people that come by that are getting ready to get in line, or they're in line and the line's extremely long, and you get a chance to talk to people while they're standing there waiting.
Yep.
Or, you know, as last year was, we can explain to them who Sam Jones and Edward James Olmos is while they're waiting in line to see Markiplier. So
he's not going to be there.
He won't. So. He won't. And
but
I know
Wayne
that
Bob are.
they have Indie PopCon. Those guys have done an extremely good job at kind of really tackling that, because it was a difficult thing for them last year. It was awesome. The popularity of it was great.
Uh-huh.
The selling point was great. As Triple H would say, it was good for business. But I know that there were a lot of people that were a little confused as to how the system worked, and because it was free, a lot of people were getting in line and then getting back in line, and it's just kind of a nightmare for the PopCon guys. And I know that they've been working really hard. Jen Smith, I think specifically, has been working really hard at getting that kind of organized, and so I'm really excited to see how things are going to be a little bit different this year than they were last year. So yeah, we have a booth at 356. If there's no other incentive to come by and see us other than to say hi, we are going to be putting together another raffle for the weekend. We've already accumulated somewhere in the neighborhood of about $60 in games, and then I've got an autographed Skybite from Peter Spellos, who unfortunately will not be there, but we love you, Peter, and we'll see you next year. We've got an Arkham, the video game Harley Quinn, that we're going to have Tara Strong sign.
Pop vinyl.
That's what, yeah, pop vinyl. And then we've got a loot crate Deadpool exclusive figure that I am literally going to go around during the weekend. I'm just going to carry it around with me. And every Deadpool that I see, I'm going to have them sign it. So that by the end of the weekend, that thing is going to be covered in Deadpool signatures.
You need to get like a post-it note or something that rolls out so that if you sign too many
Maybe
of them,
I will. Maybe I'll do
like
that.
Like a scroll. Yeah. That, here's your vial. And then, boom, yeah.
Every Deadpool will sign it. So definitely going to do that, and we're going to be accumulating more things during the weekend and stuff like that. So please come out, check out Indie PopCon, check out our booth at 356, and a lot of the other things that we're going to definitely be talking about in this episode. So the first thing I would like to do for us is, and we do this on pretty much every convention discussion that we have.
Well, okay, this is exactly how I introduced this to everybody else. If we're going to treat PopCon like we treat Gen Con, then we need to treat PopCon like we're going to treat Gen Con. So it's time to get ready for PopCon.
That's right. It's time to get ready for PopCon. This is our PopCon prep episode. So we're going to go down and each give kind of a nugget of wisdom for as an attendee for PopCon. And then as an exhibitor for PopCon, and even if you're not an exhibitor, you can probably use some of the advice as an exhibitor to get the most out of your convention as an attendee as well. So we're going to go ahead and start with Josh, and we'll go around the table counterclockwise if you're following on your diagram.
That one guy who's like, oh, yeah, I got to make sure where I sit. It's supposed to be Josh. So I'm tall over there.
Tall, and then Josh, and then there's too many Joshes.
I wonder if the table's round.
You sound like a Monsters, Inc. character right now.
Thanks.
Okay, so Josh, as an attendee for PopCon, give us one kind of like your ultimate nugget of advice.
Be patient. You know, after last year, there was a lot of... there was a lot of discussion involving where the YouTube stars were and how that was handled, and I think there were a lot of people who blew it out of proportion, a lot of people who had good points about being upset about how certain things were handled. But you know what? Everybody's there to have a good time, and in the end, be patient and be polite. It's not like just you're there to enjoy yourselves. These stars are excited about seeing you, and in a lot of cases, as much as you are, because they can't do what they do without you. So be patient, and you know, if there's a site like an autograph session at 11 o'clock and there's another one at 4 and you walk up at 11 and it's super busy, come back around 4. You know, it's not a big deal. You know, there, and in that being patient and polite, no, you may not get the autograph. I mean, other than the payoff, I mean, you pay for an autograph, you're going to get an autograph. PopCon's really good about that. But, right. You know, the meet and greets and stuff, you may stand in line and not meet them. They have a schedule, too. But just patience, politeness, it'll go a long way.
Yeah. I think just kind of building off of that a little bit before we get to Avital's, you also have to remember, as an attendee, you're there on your day off. You're having a really good time at Indie PopCon. But the people that are there signing autographs, they're under contract, so technically they're at work. And so, you know, as you are when you're at work, you don't want somebody to just walk in and, you know, be super rude and stuff like that, because that can really kill your mood. Or, you know, as we learned in Cards Against Humanity, that can definitely, quash your... I can't remember, dang it.
I can't either.
Dang it. I had it in my head, too. Now I feel stupid for bringing it up. I'll figure it out in a minute. But, you know, these guys, the actors and the comic book artists and stuff like that, they're all contracted. They're at work. And they want to have a good time at work with the people that really appreciate the things that they do. So don't make it, you know, don't make it too much of a chore to deal with you as an attendee. And, yeah, just like Josh said, be patient. So, Avital, what you got?
Honestly, the single most important thing for any convention, for anyone attending or exhibiting, in my opinion, is to stay hydrated and drink lots of water, and not just soda. Everybody say hail hydrate.
Hail hydrate. Write it down.
Oh my goodness gracious. Hail hydrate.
That happened. Wow. That's awesome.
Oh my goodness gracious. All right. Prime, what you got?
Well, since Avital took mine, I'm going to have to...
Oh, thank you.
Avital took yours?
Oh, totally. I was going to say hydrate and eat appropriately.
Oh, wow.
But she said hell hydrate, and that's, you know, I'm cool with that, too. So what I'm going to say in the reference of water is shower.
Oh.
Even though you specifically said you were not going to say that.
She hell hydrated me, okay? How was I supposed to respond?
Or as I like to say, wash your butt.
Well, that's right. That's the PG version.
That's right. Harsh my mellow was the phrase from Don't Harsh My Mellow, bro.
Got it, yeah.
Yeah. Don't harsh. Leave it up to my wife to remember a Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah, but play. Even though she, I'm going to tell on her, but it was almost funnier because she put down.
She put Marsh
My
Marsh
Mellow.
Marsh My Mellow.
S'mores. Give me s'more.
That's right.
So, shower. Stay
shower.
Clean.
Wash your booty.
Wash your booty.
Smell nice.
And yes, that is an important element.
Considering PopCon is only a 3-day con.
There were 20,000 people there last year.
I know. What I was going to say is, even though it's just a 3-day con, you could probably get away with Gen Con. You should definitely shower probably twice. PopCon, you could probably get away with once, like maybe.
Depending on the person.
Yeah, if you're a big fat sweaty guy like me, uh-huh. Yeah, I'm definitely
your first
showering.
Walk in the door, dive in the shower
3 days a week. You know,
I would like to state as well. That
have
if
the
only,
shower running when I get home.
If you only play, yeah, keep the limo warm. Anyway, if you're going to only shower once, make sure you bring deodorant in your backpack.
Oh, yeah.
So that way you can, you know, carry it around and use it
smell
as
nice.
Needed.
Just smell nice for
people
the rest of us.
People like it when you don't smell
if
like
you,
butt.
If you respect my nose, I will respect yours. Okay, so we got be patient, hail hydrate. Wash your booty.
So good.
So good. And I'm going to say, for me, and this is going to go back to last year's Gen Con as well, make sure you get appropriate rest to enjoy the convention. to enjoy the convention. You know, I'm not saying, you know, if you're a con goer, you understand you can probably run on 3 hours. So get your 3 hours. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to be eight full.
Like
four. Yeah. I'm a 3 to 5. If I can get 3, I can function. If I can get 5, I'm good all day.
6 would be better.
So definitely take your time and rest, and also find those little little areas during your day. If you're going between a panel, or you're going to. You go from an autograph session to maybe you signed up for a game at the in the game room, or you're going out to see the guys play the esports stuff at the Pan Am Plaza. Find a place to sit down and just chillax. Like that is definitely a good time to just rest. And even if you close your eyes and, you know, take a 15-minute nap or some of the power nap in the hallway, set an alarm on your cell phone. I tell you what, that got me through Gen Con last year. Was, you know, I work third shift on a normal basis, and having to work third shift all week and then also work at Gen Con in the exhibit hall, by the time I had my hour break at like 1 o'clock, I was dying. And had I not been able to go and take like a hardcore power nap, you know, I would have been wasted by the end of the day. So, I was wasted anyway, but I may not have been able to get home safely. So,
I'm going to add one in here, and I think we've mentioned this as a podcast after every convention, especially conventions that really have a heavy cosplayer. Be respectful.
Yeah.
You know, I just saw. Really,
I think that's definitely an all around rule.
It
in
is,
general.
But there was a big conversation, like a big thread that was going on in the PopCon page about the photographers and some people like setting up pre things and some being exhibitors and some doing free and so, blah, 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 blah. Okay. The photographers, whatever's been worked out with the PopCon staff is one thing, but when it comes to you and your phone and I got to get that selfie, be respectful, ask first, and then get out of the way.
Yeah. Cosplay's not consent.
That's the very key phrase. And don't stop to take a picture in the middle of the walkway.
Yeah.
If you're the person with the camera, you're like, hey, can you step over here right next to the wall for just a half a second? Yeah. If you're the person in the cosplay and someone's like, can you take a picture? You're like, hey, can we step over here to the wall for just a second?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can sometimes be difficult.
The nice thing, it is kind of annoying, but it's not nearly as bad in the big main hallways outside, like out in the main halls and stuff like that when you're walking around. Those are pretty much geared for large amounts of traffic. So, well,
and Gen Con taped off areas for pictures.
Yeah, absolutely, which I think is extremely smart. Yeah, I think that's a really great thing to do to encourage.
Yeah, when as far as setting up backgrounds.
Yeah, well, yeah, and I think PopCon did that last year, too. In the exhibit hall, they actually had an area with a big Indie PopCon banner where you could stand in front of it and take your pictures with your cosplayers and stuff like that. Just be observant to your surroundings. Be respectful to other people's time. And you know, if I'm at a con and I've got 10 minutes to go and see so-and-so star or something like that, I don't want to be caught up in the hallway because this guy in a, you know, Sailor Moon costume decided he was going to stand right in the middle of the hallway and get 15 different people to take a picture of him. Those are all really awesome nuggets of knowledge for an attendee going to PopCon. So now we're going to talk a little bit about the exhibitor side of PopCon. I think we're going to go in reverse order, so we'll start with Prime on this one.
I'm not ready.
Okay.
No, go for it.
Okay.
I don't care.
What's that?
Reverse order would be you first.
Oh, you're right. Shoot. Look at that.
You said it.
Thwarted my own plan.
You can still make Prime go first.
There's
though.
No taking that
no
back.
No take backs. Prime goes first. Okay, so
he sunk my battleship.
We've all gotten a chance to experience the exhibitor side of PopCon and the exhibitor side of conventions in general. So, from an exhibitor standpoint at PopCon, what would be your nugget of advice, Prime?
I would say my nugget of advice is going to be very similar to the one that you had, which is rest. If you are working a booth, you don't want to be asleep at your booth.
That's true.
So, it's important for you to be awake, you know, to set aside enough time to get an appropriate amount of sleep so that you can last the X amount of hours until A, someone relieves you, or B, you're ready to close shop. So,
you know, I'm going to kind of add to that as both a plug and a agreement with the way PopCon's worked out, and our friends at Crit Confirm are putting on the Endless Dungeon again, and even they are promoting that they are a place for you to kind of sit and be in the air conditioning and kind of
relax,
get away from stuff as it's been busy around. I know it was very helpful for Avital last year when she was overwhelmed by the mass amount of people.
Indeed.
So I highly recommend that if, as an exhibitor, you've got people to kind of take over for you and swap in and out, get your food, go hang out at the Endless Dungeon. Support that charity and so forth over there. They get comfortable seating, and it's usually not as busy as the food court because the food court's all loud.
And they're all good people, too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Avital.
Yeah. Honestly, what I was going to say is kind of related. Though, again, hail hydrate as an exhibitor as well, because that's super important. Also, you can't survive on just liquids. You need to eat. Whether you bring it with you or you get it in the food court or whatever, you need to eat. That's super important. But yeah, what's really important for me, being an exhibitor and an introvert and having to be extroverted, having to reach out to people that are walking past, is having the time to step away from that.
Sure.
It's extremely important. Like, it doesn't have to be for hours at a time. I just need to be able to, for me personally, to be able to take breaks. And honestly, the Endless Dungeon, because it's like, I can just sit in the back. It's not super loud. It's entertaining. And, you know, it's not like out in, it's not even super bright or anything. Like, it's really just kind of a fun but relatively chill environment. I mean, or you can just find a couch upstairs or something too. Like, there are couches and the convention center and everything, but honestly, being able to get away is super important.
So have some me time.
Yeah.
Like, take a break from
Not even necessarily to like walk around the convention, although that is nice to have time to walk around the convention.
So say add that on. You know, it's you may not need it, but for others,
yeah,
they need that as a way to walk around and get
recharge.
That's the word. I was going to say regenerate. I'm like, people didn't die.
We're not cutting off limbs here.
I was going to say rejuvenated, which was close.
It's a good word, too.
It's funny because literally you have to unplug and recharge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joshy?
Get to know the people around you.
Oh, man. I was totally going there.
See, now you know how I feel. Yeah. Right. Hail Hydra.
That's okay. Hydrate.
You know, it's the people around you are, they're all there for a similar purpose. And a lot of times conventions, they try their best to not put, like, competing things right next to each other. Like, it's pretty rare you'll see Chessex sitting next to Q Workshop when it comes to selling dice at Gen Con. Right. But, you know, even if that's the case, you're for vendors, if you're there selling to make money, you guys are there for the same purpose to make money, help each other out. You know, I know that's a competitive world, but... For example, we're a free podcast. We're showing it. We got a booth because we're donating PA equipment and sponsoring the podcast stage, and we're so excited about that. But we're not there to make money. But people around us probably are. So it's really important that we know who's going to be next to us, who's going to be across from us, because then when people start expressing their interest to us, we can either A, direct them there or direct them elsewhere. But it really is helpful to be able to direct traffic. Make sure you know those people because you're going to be with them for the next, 3 days for most of the day.
Yeah.
Whether you're changing in and out people or not, it's still they are your support system because you don't want them to push people away either.
Right. I think to add on to that, too, if you're looking at it from a business perspective, it's important to network.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So the only way to network is to get to know people, and you don't want to burn bridges before you're even able to build them. So. Yeah.
I think that the one thing I'm going to miss about having a standard exhibitors booth versus like the last 2 years when we've had like an artist alley or an internet alley booth was having those people so close in proximity to you. Because I can remember our first year, we had an artist to our left. We were supposed to have an artist to our right that never showed up.
Yeah.
And then we had like 3 or 4 crafters across from us.
Hey, Mike Ficarra was across from us and he's like...
Yeah,
big name guy now when it comes to the local art community.
Well, and we saw him at the Independent Show.
We sure did. He's going to be guest starring in the Endless Dungeon one day too.
Is he really?
Yep.
Sweet. That's awesome. So being able to do that kind of thing, being able to plug other people. You know, we are a podcast of plugs. We love to promote other people's stuff, and so being able to network with people around you allows, I think there were 3 or 4 times when we were talking to people that were just kind of walking through casually. We started talking to them, and because they were at our booth and they hadn't necessarily stopped at anybody next to us, we began to kind of plug the people across from us and next to us as well. Hey, did you check out this comic guy next to us who's doing this really cool thing? Or did you check out that gal right across from us that's crafting these huge, like, Spider-Man blankets.
Yeah, that was
stuff like that. You know, and so, being able to, and her husband's name is Thor, and that's the only thing I could hardly remember
Alicia
her name.
Thor.
Yeah,
like
and
his legitimate name is Thor.
His name is Thor,
and I kept throwing candy at them. And it
he should have been a blacksmith.
They were very cool. They were very nice, and
or a pit bull.
I'm really excited about having an exhibitor, like a full size exhibitor booth, because I think it's going to give us an opportunity to really have a great exchange with people who are walking in as an attendee. But having that booth next to people, and of course, we're going to do the same thing, with whoever is next to us in the exhibitor booth. Last year, we had Chick McGee next to us. If you don't know him, he's from the radio show on Q95, the Bob and Tom show.
Speaking of podcasters and Internet Alley, I hope you guys know that we're going to be sending people your way as well. Because if
absolutely.
Like our podcast, they're going to love everybody that's on that alley too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are definitely one of those podcasts that likes to give back to anybody who is willing to listen. So my advice for exhibitors, and this is something that I have done every year as an exhibitor, is pre-plan your food. So every year I bring a cooler, and even if it just has some Monster Energy drinks and some water and, you know, some Kool-Aid or something like that in it. And then I just kind of hide it where I can under our table or something like that. Because as an exhibitor, you don't get a chance to take as many breaks as you might as an attendee. You know, for us, we're going to be running around like chickens with our heads cut off all weekend, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm really excited about it. But I know going in that there's going to be very little chance for me to stop at the, you know, food booth or what have you to grab something to eat. So I'm going to make sure that I have, you know, stuff that's got high protein and, you know, good carbs to keep you going throughout the day, maybe a little bit of caffeine, stuff like that. You know, just
and water
and lots of water. Absolutely. Water. Hail hydrate. So,
or a water bottle, because they have plenty of,
that's true.
Water is rarely available for,
yep.
To fill it, your,
in the convention.
If you have refillable. If you have a liquid receptacle, you can fill it at pretty much, there's like, I think every hallway almost has three or four of them everywhere. Yeah. So
there's also sinks.
And yeah, if you go to the bathroom,
I
just fill it up in the
that
sink.
Water. Kind of tastes nasty.
It's all the same. It goes to the same pipes.
When you go to the bathroom. There's no if.
Okay, well, if you don't want to pot in your pants, then yes.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's not an optional thing. It's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen one way or another, I guess.
If it doesn't, you're not drinking enough water.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, definitely pre-plan your food. I usually make like cold cut sandwiches, or I'll bring stuff to make cold cut sandwiches. I even like, I know sometimes people don't really get around it, but I really like making chicken salad and stuff like that, because it's easy and it's, you know, you can pre-make it. I can make it on Wednesday and it's still good all weekend as long as I keep it cold and stuff
chicken
like that.
Chicken salad's cool. I love your egg salad. Your problem is your egg salad that was made on Wednesday that you crack open on Friday and we're like,
right.
Whoa.
Right. No, I don't do that. I don't do that anymore. I made that mistake one time and that doesn't happen. And also, the downside about egg salad is the repercussions of eating egg salad. Mm-hmm.
Egg salad's like White Castle in a container. It's
yeah,
like,
exactly.
And I'm not eating like eggs right now very much. So
yeah,
protein is important though. It's a slow burner.
It
so.
Is. Yep, and it'll keep you going. That's right.
Yep,
protein and carbs. Protein and carbs. So yeah, definitely do that. Eat right. And you know, even if it's just like a turkey sandwich and then like an apple and a banana, like that kind of thing is going to help you get through that, you know, seventh hour.
That said, eating right, absolutely. When it comes to like dinner or after the hall closes or something, make sure you enjoy Indianapolis. There are a lot of really, food-wise, other whatever food in particular, there's some really good stuff down there.
If I can remember right, there are over 400 restaurants within the 2 mile square of downtown metropolitan Indianapolis. So that's like, if you know the perimeter of North, South, East, and West Street, there are, I believe, 400 different restaurants within that 2 mile rate or that 2 mile square. Yeah. So there's tons of variety. If you're looking for, there's pizza, there's pasta, there's pubs everywhere. You know, if you're looking for high end, there's high end. If you're looking for cheap eats, there's cheap eats. You know, I think they'll probably have some food trucks. I hope they'll have some food trucks out there.
The food trucks are going to be out by the arena.
Okay. So, that's going to be really cool. That's a really easy way. It may be a little bit more expensive than say like Taco Bell, but it's going to be cheaper than, you know, St. Elmo's for sure, and it's right there.
And better.
Yeah, absolutely. Most of the time it's like as if you are in a restaurant ordering that food. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm a sucker for a gyro, you know, at the end of the day. So
the bacon mac and cheese that they make every year. I'm sorry, Avital. she's decreasing her dairy intake now, and I'm sorry.
That's all right. Okay.
It's still delicious.
So that's,
I'm
you
not
know,
going to stop eating it, but I might feel bad.
Yeah.
I'll eat it for you.
There you go.
I'll eat twice the amount.
This mac and cheese is awesome.
This is for my homies.
One for my homies. So that's definitely, you know, those are just a few nuggets of advice that we have. If you want any more advice, go back and listen to pretty much any of our convention episodes.
Yeah,
where
so
we do a pre
the last year.
Yeah, the, well, the last
comes up in the last year.
Years.
All the
almost 5 years now.
I know we're a gaming podcast, but conventions are like a thing for us. We love them.
Yeah. I don't know if
they
you guys have noticed.
Gaming?
Like, we like to go to conventions.
We love going to conventions. Well, I mean, we're, you know, most of us are, at least three out of the four of us on this show today are pretty extreme extroverts. And so it gives us an opportunity to go out and meet people and stuff like that. And
at least three out of the four? I think you mean literally specifically three out of the four.
Yes, right. I know that.
I just mean, like, in perspective to the majority of the people we have on the show.
But Avital, in the last year, you're the one who's been to the most conventions.
That's true. It's all your fault. Thank you, bus. Good Lord.
I have comments. Not going
to
say them.
Beep, beep, beep.
The hazards of recording right next to the main
right.
road.
So, with all of that being said, we are, again, I hate to continue to repeat myself, but we are extremely grateful and excited to be as much of a part of PopCon this year as we are. Not only do we have an exhibitor booth at 356, but we have the awesome opportunity and blessing to be able to host and sponsor the podcast stage, the live podcast stage at Indie PopCon. So it is officially the Established Facts live podcast stage. We've got a big sign that's got our name on it. We've got all the equipment and stuff like that. We actually get a chance to open the stage on Friday at 1 o'clock, which I'm really excited about. I'm not really sure who we're going to be hanging out with. I came up with an idea that if we don't have somebody to interview, then I really want to like go around and talk to people that are at the con and ask them what they want us to talk about. But I'm kind of afraid of what might happen.
We'll only have like an hour.
That's true.
Grab cosplayers.
Do we know where the podcast stage is actually going to be yet? Have they figured it out?
Yes, they have.
Okay.
I got to look up the map real quick.
For a while, they were having trouble trying to figure out where they wanted to put it. Last year, it was in the Georgia Street food court, which was really a nice, convenient place.
It is near the food court. It's just not the one off Georgia Street.
Okay, so the one off of Maryland?
I believe so. That's why I'm getting verified right now.
So farther away from...
Well, they've got a different set of halls this year.
Well, and they're in halls. Are they in A, B, and C, or?
The old side?
They're in the old side, considered the old side of the convention center. So if you are a local Indianapolis convention goer, the Victory Field side, if you will, of the convention center.
Right.
Or closer to the JW Marriott, the Obelisk of Glass, as I like to call it.
Yes.
That side of the convention center is the food court that they should have the stage set up in. So they actually have during Gen Con, they have a live performance stage set up over there. So they've got, several of the bands and stuff like that come to Gen Con, play there. So I believe that that's where they're going to be setting it up is, I think that's by the C exhibitor doors. So if you know the layout of the convention center, Maryland Street Food Court, right across the street from the Marriott Hotel. Josh is trying to find it vigorously on the internet, but can't. That's okay.
By the end of the episode, he'll figure it out.
Right.
So definitely come and check us out. There's going to be tons of podcasters on the stage. They've got a schedule all weekend. I think it's every hour there's a new podcaster. Friday, it's from 1 to 7, I think. I think it's 1 to 7. I know the exhibit hall closes at 8 on Friday. So I think it's during the hours of the exhibit hall they're going to be having podcasting. Saturday, podcasting starts at 12. We have another podcast at 1 o'clock on Saturday. I'm not sure what Sunday's schedule looks like, whether we will be on stage on Sunday or not. But regardless, we're going to have a great time at the con.
No, we're actually in the process of working out some details on kind of a special event, possibly involving a live radio play. But
that's right.
We'll try and post things on that one.
Yeah,
we're
not 100% sure what's going on with that yet. So we will keep you up to date. I do know that we've been asked, I'm pretty sure I can say this, we've been asked to moderate one of the panels?
Yes. Don't confirm which one yet because I'm waiting on that schedule.
Okay, we are moderating a panel.
Yes, we are.
I'm not 100% sure what panel. So
because I'm still waiting on a schedule.
We're not
going
to give out that information as of yet because we don't want to, confused. Kick ourselves in the rear and tie anybody's hands. So, so that's exciting. We didn't. We actually Avital and I got to host a panel last year with the Frost Sisters. That was a lot of fun.
That was nifty.
So this year we're going to get a chance to host another panel. Again, not sure yet what, but we will definitely post that on the Established Facts and our Facebook Facebook page. So, Avital, what are you looking forward to at PopCon this year?
It's funny, PopCon. It's a different convention because of how I've every year I've gone. I've been even when I wasn't on the podcast, I was helping out with the booth.
Right.
So,
our booth, babe.
That's right.
That's me. But honestly, it is cool to be in the booth and talk to people, even though it can get overwhelming for me. But cosplay and costumes are always a big thing for me. And one thing I'm really looking forward to is I'm going to hopefully be entering the costume contest with my steampunk Lady Loki costume.
All right.
Which I am so excited about. Like, it was kind of finished at Gen Con last year, and I wore it on Saturday. But I've been, like, working on putting on some, like, extra finishing touches to just make it, like, super-duper awesome.
Yeah.
But, and honestly, moderating the panel is kind of really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I remember last year seeing the costume. Do you have, like, props and things that you have added to the like, do you have a spear or, like, a...
I don't have a spear. I wasn't carrying the parasol umbrella around all day because I just had too many things in my hands. I am attempting to somewhat modify the parasol to make it appear as if it's got the blue glow of the staff.
We'll
see. I've been adding a lot of trim to the costume.
Okay.
Like, literally, like, sewing this stuff on by hand.
Sweet.
It's been taking a long time, but yeah, it really adds a lot to the look. I bought some horns on Etsy. You know how, like, Loki's got those kind of gold, like, curly horn things? He wears, like, a helmety thing. I just bought some horns. Hopefully I'll be able to get them, like, attached to my head or my goggles.
Sure.
To add to the look, because even though, like, people would be like, that's a nifty costume, they didn't necessarily know who I was.
Yeah.
Since it is kind of a different concept.
Right. But. Okay. So, do you have any... So, you're doing cosplay for sure all weekend,
mm-hmm.
which is going to be really neat. You're doing Lady Loki on Saturday.
Yes. And on Friday and Sunday, this is a cosplay I decided, like...
5 minutes ago.
Not 5 minutes ago. I already started working on it, but like a week or 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
To cosplay the character of Sun. I think his name is Sun Wukong from the show Ruby.
Okay.
That Rooster Teeth does. He is a boy with a monkey tail.
Okay.
But yeah, I've been working on that, and it's not done yet, but it will be done.
Cool.
But I'll be wearing that on Friday and Sunday since it's my newest.
What's up, Josh?
I finally found the map.
Did you? Yeah. Yay.
He found it.
We are actually right next door to the Endless Dungeon.
Oh, cool.
In the Maryland Street food court area, Maryland and Wabash, right next to the Wabash Ballroom. So,
okay.
We are across from one of the main entrances into the exhibit hall. Yeah. So, absolutely.
That's awesome. Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, Joshy, what are you looking forward to personally for any PopCon this year?
Well, you know, this is going to be a little bit different for us because thanks to the wonderful support of our own hosts and friends and so forth, we're going to be able to we're going to have the booth manned most of the time while Don and I are allowed to run around like crazy people,
yeah.
Finding out if we need to do more interviews or if we're doing moderating and like... If we do moderate a panel, if it's not going to be us, we can easily go tag out and get somebody who might be better suited for it. Like I did, like with last year's Frost Sisters panel, Don and I got asked to do it, and I'm like, I'm not a cosplayer, Avital.
Yeah,
and I just kind of tagged her in, and I know I thanked you, but we'll continue to thank you whenever that happens because having our hosts and friends be able to help us out allows for the podcast to be a little more fluid at this year's convention. So that's going to be really cool. But more than anything, I'm looking forward to the Evasion Wrestling event on Saturday night.
Oh my gosh, yes.
That is going to be so much fun. We've been I got a little bit of conversation in with Mike Smith from Strong Style today.
Did you?
Yeah, good. He's it looks like he's a little bit, under a little bit of stress, but that's okay. I know that they've had people come in and out. I know Ken Anderson just recently dropped out of the show.
But, did he really?
Yeah, but they got Abyss. So
yeah, I know that.
I'm not griping. Like I would love to have seen. You know, yeah. Mr. Anderson, but I'm an even bigger fan of Abyss because I actually followed TNA when it was successful, but that's a whole other conversation for another podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe ours, who knows? But yeah, with that said, I'm super looking forward to that because it's something different.
It is.
There were a lot of wrestlers there last year that we talked to.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. Like you,
one of which is going to be there.
Which one?
Congo Kong.
That's right.
Congo Kong. Yeah.
Congo Kong. And I think he's a champion. Like, he's one of the champions. He's not.
RCW or is he?
I think he's Strong Style's champion. Okay. Because I think RCW's champion is also facing Shannon Moore at the show. Because they're working. There's two wrestling organizations working together.
Yeah.
Not to mention all the guys coming from external, like Angelina Love and Eddie Edwards. They're married, so it just makes sense why they're going to be there. Yeah. But I'm really looking forward to that show.
What's the name of the gal? I cannot remember off the top of my head, but she's from Ring of Honor. I know that they've got a couple Ring of Honor people coming.
Veda? Is that who you're talking about?
I don't know. I honestly do not remember.
Okay.
She cut a promo when she was here 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago at Ring of Honor.
With Ring of Honor, yeah. It's Veda. I'm totally forgetting her.
Okay.
I'll look it up.
Okay.
What are you looking forward to most there, Donnie?
You know, I think every year I have an expectation and it just gets blown out of the water because of all the stuff that we get a chance to be a part of. I'm really excited about the Wrestling Invasion event. It's kind of a catch-22 for me because Kevin Smith is also going to be there, and I am a humongous fan of Kevin Smith.
And I think it's the same night.
And it is the same night. I'm pretty sure it's the same time.
Yeah,
he's doing it.
You split yourself in two.
Yeah. What's his podcast? Fat Man on Batman, or and then he's doing a podcast, and then he's also doing the world premiere of his latest movie.
I think it's national premiere because I think he may have already done it in Canada.
Oh really?
But I'm not sure.
What a hoser!
The something premiere.
It's at least it's a PopCon premiere of his new movie Yoga Hosers that actually features his daughter, which I would love to try and get her on the show on Saturday if that's at all possible. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Just to sit down with her.
Yeah. But his daughter Harley Quinn is going to be. She's in the movie. I know.
You heard that Josh correctly, by the way. Her name is Harley Quinn Smith.
That's right. It's Harley Quinn Smith.
My head went to the voice actress.
Tara Strong.
Who is also going to be at PopCon. I think that's probably a really exciting thing for me is just to see the stars that they have this year. I was really excited for last year with Edward James Olmos and with John DeLancey. But, I mean, they have Kevin Smith, Harley Quinn Smith, Karen Gillan, Nolan North, Tara Strong, and that's just a handful of the people that they have.
Yoga Hosers,
yes.
The name of the movie Kevin Smith will be screening at PopCon,
right.
Is holding a full red carpet VIP event with interviews and segments to be broadcast in over 500 theaters nationwide on July 28th.
That's right.
So this is like...
Tony Schaub just announced that on Friday, I believe it was, on Facebook.
Yeah, Tony Schaub, who is moderating a lot of the panels as well, another friend of ours with the...
official MC for PopCon this year.
Why am I forgetting their...
Pop Cultish,
thank you.
You just had to look at me. I knew. I had it in the bag, buddy.
Yeah, the Pop Cultish podcast.
That's right. but he's going to be there doing all kinds of different moderating for panels. He's emceeing a lot of things. He's also, I think he's hosting what they're calling the first ever Geeky Spelling Bee.
Yes.
What?
So they it was really fun the way that he introduced it on his announcement on Facebook. But, you know, there's all these trivia shows and things like that out there that talk about geek trivia, and they're always asking you questions, you know, well, what is Thor's hammer's name and stuff like that. This is going to be...
Meow, meow.
So, yeah, meow, meow. Spell the name of Thor's hammer.
Ooh.
Right.
M-J-O-L-N-I-R.
Right, stuff like that. So it is a geeky trivia spelling bee, and he actually has, from what I've heard, I don't know specifics, but he has a lot of prizes, like really good prizes that he's going to be giving away during the weekend. So definitely check that out as well.
Yep.
That's going to be really cool. Oh my gosh, there's so much going on at PopCon. It's ridiculous. Like everything, wow. The PopCon party is on Saturday night. So, yeah, during the Invasion Wrestling event and Kevin Smith. If you can't make it to either one of those, go to the Over 21 PopCon party. I know that there's a Facebook event.
I think there's also a not Over 21.
I think, yeah, probably.
The Under 21 party.
The man, it's too bad we're not legal to drink party. Yeah.
Oh, you mean that one?
Yeah, that one.
So that's
yeah.
where all the high schools will be.
I won't be there. No. So, I mean, that's just Saturday. They're going to have, you know, they've got the esports video games going on in the Pan Am Plaza all weekend. I know that they have a game room.
I think Hoosier Gamers is still doing it. That,
okay,
yeah.
So I think it's Hoosier Gamers that are going to be hosting the board game room. Definitely go and check them out. Play some board games. You know, we talked about sitting down and relaxing and resting with your friends. That is a perfect way to do it. Grab a board game and sit down with your buddies. Excuse me, and you know, crank out a board game or two.
Open board gaming is actually happening right in the middle of the hall on either side of Artist Alley and near Cosplay Alley and Internet Alley. So
in the exhibit hall?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh. That's cool.
So you actually have to have a ticket to use it.
Right. The charity arcade room is down by the Endless Dungeon along with Artemis, the Star Trek simulator.
Sweet.
So
I've heard of that. I think I want
to
do that.
Lots of things to do as a gamer.
So much stuff.
So those who don't think this is a gaming convention and don't necessarily want to pay.
There's tons of gaming opportunities.
Think again.
We want everyone and their brother to go to Gen Con. But if you can't afford the $90 or $120, come to PopCon.
You can pay half that.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. You can pay half that or less.
Or yeah. less, yeah.
And yeah. spend $50 for the yep. weekend.
Absolutely. Josh, I don't think I got a chance to ask you, what are you looking forward to at PopCon this year?
What I'm looking forward to at PopCon most, I feel like, is the same thing I was looking forward to last year. Actually, I take that back. I wasn't looking forward to it last year because I didn't really know what I was getting myself sure. into. But I'm definitely looking forward to all of the interviews with everyone.
Whoever.
Yeah, whoever.
Yeah, I remember.
Could be Deadpool, could be, you know, anyone at this yeah. rate.
We need to interview Deadpool.
We need to at least one.
All of them.
Yeah. Well, that would be like a...
We'll have like an open Deadpool mic at the
table. Open Deadpool mic. That's right.
So, and if we ever find Ryan Reynolds, you know.
Yeah.
However.
He'll be the one in the really nice Deadpool costume.
We'll
send him to you.
we're going to put Deadpool in a closet because we're the PG podcast. This is the only place where you can see Deadpool with a PG rating.
That's right. That's right. All I heard in that was boop, 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 boop.
Mario was having a heyday.
Wow, was right? that a lot of work for you? No, Deadpool just walked up and started going boop, boop, boop.
Not really sure what's going on here.
What the whoop?
What the whoop? Anyways.
All right. Goodness gracious. So that is definitely our indie PopCon prep. That's not, you know, everything we could tell you, but those are definitely some good nuggets of knowledge to give you some awesome things to expect. Definitely please come by and visit us at 356 in the exhibit hall. We're going to be giving away a big prize bundle on Sunday. You can get raffle tickets throughout the weekend. Come by, hang out with us, talk to us. Yes,
Josh. You know, you mentioned that we've got $60 worth of stuff, and we've got the autograph, the two autograph
sure.
things.
Oh, we got a free
popcorn press for next year.
Same thing.
It's not a press
My
pass.
My tongue just went dead.
No, it's a PopCon pass.
It is a three-day pass.
Correct. Right. For next year's PopCon.
Next year's PopCon.
So, with that in mind, you could spend as little as, what, $25, I think is what Sunday is?
Yeah.
You could spend as little as $25, come to our booth, sign up, and could possibly walk away with next year's badge.
That's right.
Not that I would recommend that. If you're going to go all weekend, that's my theory.
I'm just saying, it might be worth it for a day's badge.
That's right.
I'm just saying.
Do they have any sort of...
Never what?
Mind. Do they have any sort of family badge on Sundays? Or?
No. Yeah. Well, but the I mean, the price is... It's $50. Bucks.
Well, and I think kids under like 12 are welcome for free or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Oh, and speaking of tickets, if you have not gotten your ticket for the Invasion... Indie PopCon Invasion, it's $30 for ringside seats. Yep. It's $10 for general admission seats. Make sure you get those. Also, the Kevin Smith, that may be sold out, but I think those were only $15 for the Yoga Hosers premiere.
Something like that.
On Saturday night. Make sure you definitely check that out. So, still opportunities to get your PopCon pass. If you have not gotten your PopCon pass and you need to order it, plug for Street Team. Use code BIGD, big D, for your Street Team promo code, and then you can get promo swag when you pick your stuff up. I believe it's Will Call. You pick your stuff up at Will Call or something like that.
Bonus.
You get bonus promotion swag that nobody else gets.
Stuff.
Stuffs and things and awesome. So, on our last episode, episode 120 of The Established Facts, Josh helped establish... that we are The Established Facts, a podcast about all things gaming, only at The Established Facts. Yeah.
Yep. It's still just as bad this time around.
And on episode 121, our pre-PopCon prep episode. All those P-pops and stuff.
I just have to stop because we were having a conversation before the show, and I know I mentioned it right in the middle.
About P's and S's.
Yeah, and how
your mic
important
is
going to
peak.
And instead, we spent the entire time talking about preparation for PopCon.
That's right.
Well, when you have a convention called PopCon, it's kind of hard not to pronounce your P's.
Well, yeah, and I said be patient and polite. I didn't help.
Be patient
anything.
And polite at PopCon. Please.
Pretty much.
Wow. Okay. So our new fact for episode 121 of The Established Facts. Hail Hydrate.
Hail Hydrate.
Thank you so much for listening, and we will check you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Please visit us at www.theestablishedfacts.com and our Facebook page, facebook.com/theestablishedfacts. If you would like to support us by buying some merchandise, visit cafepress.com/castingrobot.
Bonus.